Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the final, which is weird to say, AI comic pod. And this will be the final podcast we record on Anfield Index. It's just me and Stu, as expected. It would be quite strange to have a guest at this moment. How are you, Stu?
Yeah, I'm good. That would be really morbid to have someone on.
Hey, we've got a guest. That would be really strange. Yeah, this is kind of hard for us to record. We've been doing this now for 3 years, I'd say. It's pretty
Nearly.
Much 3 years.
It'll be 3 years in December.
Yeah, so, and we've recorded 66, give or take, shows in that time. We've had, and we know this, over a million listens to the things that we've been spouting shit about for 66 episodes now.
Which is, I mean, that figure's quite incredible.
That. Yeah, we found that out quite recently and it took our breath away, really. And some of the shows have had 50, 60,000 listens. And for us, that many people, I don't know, just that many people listening to us talk about, well, just talk about things that we have a vested interest in. And Stu's obviously, as you'll know, if you listen to this, hugely passionate about comics and all the genre and everything that comes along with it. I'm similar, but from a more kind of film angle and maybe TV and we just came together after doing a really good podcast, Dark Knight podcast with Joe Simpson, which was on the movie Night of Old. And we loved it. And I kind of asked you if you wanted to do it more regularly. We thought there was a marketplace for a podcast like this and subsequently feel that there really is and has been. And I know a lot of other people do this kind of stuff, but I personally don't think they do it quite the same as us. They might do it better than we do. They certainly do it differently. But this has been the way we've done it and we've enjoyed doing it. I'd say the whole time there's been a few ups and downs in regards to, you know, motivating yourself to do podcasts is sometimes quite a hard thing. We do them obviously quite late in the day. We're both busy with work. Some of us are busy with work.
Yeah.
And life is obviously busy. I've got kids. You've got a dog. And, you know, we both have lives that we lead. Stu has a lot of TV to catch up on and watch all the time and games to play. And I try and squeeze all that in and not sleep. And we talk about things that we generally love talking about. We've argued a little bit here and there, but not too often. We've debated about some real subjects, some important subjects, in my opinion. And we've done some podcasts that I'm genuinely proud of, particularly as it would always be known, the Logan, infamous Logan podcast, but also Black Panther, which I loved doing with Zara.
Black Panther was a really, yeah. really, that was one of the more serious ones that we've managed to do. And it was a yeah. pleasure to do and to be able to talk about it like that. And some of the figures that we've had have been insane. It's been absolutely mind blowing how many people have listened to some of these shows where for some film reviews we've had, 40,000-50,000 people. Our review of Infinity War, which was two parts, got over 100,000 listens, which is staggering for us. And we cannot thank you enough. Every single person that's taken the time to download or to listen and to interact with us and send us your lists and your feedback and given us ideas, because we couldn't have done it. You know, sometimes we do struggle to come up with these things to talk about, but there's always a steady stream of people telling us what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear.
And we also get random shit, which I love. Just people randomly going, look at this trailer, or look at this, have you seen this? Look at this thing to do with comic this, or, and it's great, man. And we've met some really great people. We've had some wonderful support from day one almost. And I used to do some football writing for AI. I had my own podcast and did various podcasts. I've also hosted quite briefly the kind of movie night, and you exceptionally briefly hosted one brilliant episode of the TV on the box, which you did about Game of Thrones.
I don't want to say it was a highlight for On the Box, but it was definitely a highlight for On the Box. My seasons one and two of Game of Thrones review. It's put on quite a high pedestal now.
It's right up there. But we have been involved with AI, me for over 3 years, writing as well, so probably 3.5 years. And it's quite a big decision for us. And, you know, we've both got a lot going on with our lives, but equally with Comic Pod, we felt like it can only go so far. And we will come back and thank all the guests shortly, because there's been some really wonderful people who've helped us along the way and supported us all the way. But the big thing for us moving forward is we wanted to go off and do our own thing. Because we're both interested in other areas that we maybe don't get to talk about as much. We briefly mentioned that we have done film bits and pieces, myself, and you've done TV, which is kind of a big thing for you. And comics, obviously, at forefront with that for yourself and for me, you know, gaming as well. You know, we both got big histories in gaming and retro gaming and all the way through. And we recently did a kind of 80s film ranked podcast on the movie night, which I hosted and had you on. And that was great, because it was just good to be nostalgic. And I think we both realized we like real modern television and filmmaking, but we've got this kind of that pang for the retro
stuff.
We're
both 80s kids, aren't we, really?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's kind of all the impact recently with Netflix pushing all the Stranger Things and all the kind of harks back to the 80s and you kind of retro episodes of.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know. There's been loads of stuff, man. It's just really kicked back into gear and everyone's kind of remembering their childhood. And that's what you do when you get to a certain age, I guess. So we've kind of been deciding to focus on a pop culture podcast, which we're calling Let's Talk. We've got some branding stuff done and we're going to start launching that quite soon. I know we're going to get some support from some great people doing this, and we will really need and appreciate all the support. But it's just give us a little bit more freedom to talk about a few more subjects, do some more reactions. We've done some reaction podcasts that people have really taken to with trailers like Infinity War, and we'll do a lot more of that. And we might expand into other areas. You might get to see our mugs on YouTube at one point if you're really unfortunate. And it just gives us a little bit more license and to move away from AI. And we are sad to leave. It's been a big decision for us. But ultimately, I think at one point you have to kind of forge your own path and make your own way. So it's a decision we haven't taken lightly, but we wanted to give it a shot. So yeah, it'll be let's talk, you know, comics, let's talk movies, let's talk gaming. And it's just going to give us a little bit of license to discuss what we like in our format for as long as we like, if you want to listen to us. And yeah, we will really appreciate everything people will do for us, because we know we've got a great following and hopefully we can take that with us.
Yeah, it's so once this pod's gone out, we are keeping the same Twitter account, but we will be changing the name. We'll be changing all the logos and stuff, because we don't want to start from scratch and have to say to people, oh, this account's, you know, defunct, move over, because we don't want to lose any of the followers that we've got, because we have really good interaction. And we both really love jumping onto the account and seeing, as you mentioned before, people will tag us in really weird things. Like a piece of news has come out from an account that I don't follow, and then I get to read about, you know, a casting decision or a new film that's coming out or something like that. And it's just going to give us a little bit more freedom and maybe take the training wheels off a little bit.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen. We hope it works. It's something that we're both passionate about, and it's something that we've been thinking about doing for a little while. We just want to see how this has grown under AI quite well. And we just want to see if we can grow it any bigger outside of a football website and see where we can go. And hopefully, you know, a lot of you will come along with us. We've had such great viewing figures. We'd like to keep those going, but if we're going to be moving to a slightly more regular format, as you mentioned, we want to do more reactions. So we're also going to need a lot more ideas. So
we are.
If
yeah.
there's stuff that you want us to do, we're not always going to be doing hour long pods. We want to go to doing a more conventional thing of, you know, a 10-minute reaction to a film trailer or a little 15-minute chat about the end of Iron Fist. You know, not everything has to be the sort of hour and 10-minute epics that we're so accustomed to.
No, that's very true.
We'd like to break this cycle of doing it every 3 or 4 weeks and go back to what we originally planned, which was weekly or bi-weekly things, and keep more of a steady stream of content coming out. And by widening the nets out a little bit, we've got so much more scope for doing that. We've got so much overlap of TV shows that we both love and films that we both love and games that we're both playing. And now it's just so much more stuff that we can do.
Yeah, it is. We always regret. I mean, I know you talked a lot about Game of Thrones when you've done stuff on the box and reactions, but I've never talked about Game of Thrones, man. And it's mainly because I was busy and whatnot, but I have massive regrets in my life. I don't get to discuss Game of Thrones at one point in my career as a podcaster, because it's a pioneering TV show. And it doesn't have to be, it's not always going to be, you know, the mainstream stuff, but there's things from our childhood and stuff that we mention and whatnot that I like to go, you guys should watch this. And I know Stu never listens, but hopefully other people will do. And then we can talk about it. And we will have different guests. And I think in the future, we hope to have guests who have appeared in certain things, actors and producers and cinematographers, in my dream. But maybe one day that will happen, and you guys can help us along the way to get to that point.
So if anyone's got any famous cousins or, you know,
half cousins,
your brother-in-law, sister-in-law, cousin twice removed,
and we don't want extras from Hollyoaks. We need a genuine presence, you know. It needs to be a little bit in lines with what we want to do, but there's been some great, we have met some great people who've got some really great input, and we've loved working with them over the years, and we will hopefully continue to get to work with them on and off as guests and contributors and supporters of what we do. Honestly, genuinely speaking, I'm amazed that so many people listened to us over this time and have given really positive feedback, because we are now just two very good friends talking about things. And to think a million people at one point or another have listened to that is kind of astonishing.
There's also one very serious thing that comes out of this. The now world famous AI quiz, comic pod quiz,
yes,
has now come to an end.
Yeah, kind of lasted about 12 episodes, 20 episodes, well, you know.
So the final league table is Gags is propping up the bottom of the table with his lowly 1.5 points from episode
and
one.
And we barely gave him that. The half wasn't even justified, I'd say.
Yeah.
It was one.
Zach was the overall winner, with the only person ever to get 6 out of 6.
He got the bonus question.
And the truly, truly important one from episode 24 was, I beat you 4-3.
Yes, you did.
That's the only one that anyone will ever remember.
B for Vendetta versus Scott Pilgrim. And yeah, you made me name all, well, not name them all, but the number of fucking T's. And I wrote them all down, but I didn't have the complete number. Honestly, I will regret that for some time in the future, until I realize it's a stupid thing to care about. But yeah, I think you probably heard me mention Scott Pilgrim 867 times by this point, listening to the comic pod. You probably mentioned, I don't know, God knows what, Captain America.
I probably said the phrase in the comics at least 300,000 times by now.
Yeah, I would imagine
it's
so.
Pretty much my catchphrase, yeah, but in the comics.
In the comics it did this. Yeah, it actually is when you
I
say
know
that.
I am that guy, and you know what? So be it. I've done it for 3 years. I'm not going to stop now.
Yeah, a tip for anyone who wants to podcast or has done it, I would say just go for it, even if you think your voice isn't going to fit or whatnot. I'm sure neither of us sound perfect, and I don't listen to us back anymore because it really isn't the most fun experience.
I don't.
And we'll both say shit like, and do you know what I mean? And all this kind of stuff, because we're just talking and it's not always that easy. And we're not face to face. So over Skype on the call recording stuff, it is tricky because you can't always read the other person, especially when you've got guests. But I think by now we kind of know each other well enough to make it work. And I think most of you, well, some of you agree. I'm sure some of you listened to 10 minutes and went, who the fuck are these guys, and turned it off. People we've got to thank. We can do all the guests and I will do, but I would say first and foremost, Gags, for giving us the opportunity in the show, and supporting us and promoting what we do all the way. I know he's a big geek himself, so he's been involved. He was in the first two episodes and has been in various on and off. And Nina has produced and edited nearly all of our shows, I would say, in this time, because Gags is a lazy bastard. No, and we did, you know, she's had to listen to us waffle on for 90 plus minutes about random subjects that she's probably got no interest in.
And it's got to the point now where Nina's stopped telling us to be quicker.
Yeah.
It's just accepted now that you won't get anything
accepted
in 70 minutes.
Yeah, she's not like the nagger who would just basically hope we would change. She's just accepted. She's come to terms with it. But she will be happy to see us go in that regard, that she doesn't have to edit these ridiculous long podcasts anymore. And we'll be doing that ourselves. There's been some other great people on AI. I mean, there's loads of people that have contributed outside of guests. And really supported us. I know Harinder's listened to loads of our podcasts, and Dan Kennett has as well. And there's been some really great feedback and really positive stuff from inside the kind of AI family community, that we can't, you know, thank people enough for. And there was a lot of people we wanted to have on, and it's just never really happened. In terms of guests that were on quite regularly, Marco Lopez, very good friend of the show and of mine and yours personally, has been just really supportive and really positive influence in what we've done. He's really knowledgeable. He's got a great voice, in terms of podcasting. You know, I always thought he was one of the best hosts I've ever listened to.
But we try and not have him on too much.
Made us feel really unprofessional.
Yeah, because he overshadows us.
Yeah, we don't like people that are better than us. So we tend to like, oh yeah, you can come on once, and then it happens once, and then
that's why we wheel Marco out like every 15 episodes or so, because otherwise he just makes us feel really shit.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy that actually does an agenda and prep. I mean, Zara was wonderful doing Black Panther, and she's such a knowledgeable and lovely and wonderful lady.
That was definitely
she did the agenda.
Highlight.
she did the agenda of all agendas and sent us like an 18-page dossier, and I had to try and ramp that down to a professional agenda to make us actually look like we know what we're doing. I think we pulled that off just about, and so that was great.
If we just quickly go through the list, so we've said Gags and Marco, Zach.
Zach was great on that episode, Winter Soldier.
Chris is a member of our little inbred family.
He is a member of our community, and you will be hearing more of him. He's a big gamer, and he will be talking in our future podcasts, hopefully.
Yeah, Kalon.
The legendary Kalon, and that scene he talked about in Daredevil, legendary.
You had to remind me of that when he talked about the colours, and it made us both just shut up talking. It just made us feel like children in school. Joey Connors,
the legendary Joey Connors.
My comic Yoda.
He's written some excellent articles, and he's just such a great, great guy.
Who else have we had on? We've had Nina on as well.
Yeah, we have, talking Gotham, which was fun.
Nina actually managed to get her on. Then a couple more Marcos, Chris and Joey again, and Gags and Kay again. We had Ali came on to do Ant-Man, Ali Thompson.
Thompson is basically our biggest supporter and advocate, and he's such a great guy
stalker.
For him.
If you went missing, I'd be asking Ali if he knew anything about it.
I would want you to ask Ali if I disappeared up into the northern Scottish Highlands, yes.
If you ever go to Scotland and never come back, he'll be like suspect number one.
He will be.
But to be honest, if I went to his house, I'd just end up playing with his dog and I'd forget all about you in like 8 seconds. So you're pretty much fucked.
I'm not going to Scotland. Okay, moving on.
And then Zara as well. But the Black Panther one was a massive highlight. We've already mentioned the Logan pod. Spider-Man Homecoming was another really good one. Wonder Woman, Infinity War.
Sir Hefty of Horse.
Why have you not got him written down?
It's got to be on the list.
The list is incomplete. I apologise.
Incomplete.
Heftiest of all the horses isn't on the list.
He's such a great... knowledgeable, experienced guy. He knows so much, man. You know, there's some people you get on the show and you're like, shit, man, you just know something about everything. It's kind of amazing. So there's some really good people.
And just to be clear about it, his name isn't actually anything to do with horses. His name's actually Simon.
I know.
I don't know whether he wants that.
Famous Big Brother winner.
Maybe involved. He's one of those people that like doesn't like people to know his real name.
Yeah.
Well, if the FBI catch up with him now, it's too late. You shouldn't be on the podcast if you're in witness protection.
Joe Simpson as well, who I would always mention, is like my mentor. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what it would be in comic terms.
Well, you would be his ward. You are the Robin to his Batman.
Yeah.
The Bucky to his Captain America.
Yeah, he's like the Coulson. I see him like the Coulson figure more than anything else. Do you know what I mean? Bringing the team together.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, fair enough. and I just, yeah, there might be more, and I'm going to feel guilt if we don't remember them, but it's been a really good run, and I think we've had a really good fun time doing it. Generally speaking, we've always had a good laugh on this podcast, and I must say, my dad is a big avid listener and supporter, and that means a lot.
Bad, because that means your dad has heard me say the absolute worst swear words in the world.
Yeah, he has, but he seems to brush it off. All right, you know, it seems okay. And yeah, and we've talked about a lot of, you know, over the years about the influences of other people, and that's the thing with this. We do this because we love the things that we talk about, and it's been a big passion for us. And we only hope to continue doing that in our future podcast. And I hope everyone at least gives us a chance. We won't be on the AI app. We won't be involved or affiliated. But we will always know that they've got our back, because we'll always have their back. It's a kind of mutual thing. And we've put a lot into this. And I think anyone that does listen to things like podcasts, understand that most people do this stuff for free, and they take a lot of time out to do this, and it means a lot when people listen, because it kind of just reaffirms that you're doing it for the right reasons. And you know, if people don't listen and don't interact and don't share and and don't get involved, that's fine. You don't have to. It's not a prerequisite, and you don't have to listen to podcasts. But I listen quite a lot, and I kind of love that they, you know, give you recommendations to look at stuff. They make you think about films in a different way. And there's been a lot of people that come on and Stu himself that has just, you know, really influenced what I like now, what I don't like. And it's kind of ignited my love of comics, which I had as a kid, but didn't really pursue in older life. And I've gone back to, and various other stuff that I just never really would have thought would fit me, but does. And I've not influenced you in any way to watch any films that I bang on about, but I know I have with other people, and that means a lot. So genuinely do appreciate it.
Yeah. Just one final huge thank you to anyone that we've forgotten who's contributed, who's helped inspire us with things, who's given us ideas, or who's just sent us random shite that we've then got talking about for a couple of hours to avoid doing any work, which of course I'm a huge believer in avoiding work wherever possible.
That's, you're a big advocate. I think you're a pioneer, actually. You are a leader of industry of avoiding work. It's quite impressive.
I'm going to take that, and I'm going to get some kind of a badge made.
Yeah, don't put it on your CV, but put it on a badge or fridge magnet. I could see it on a fridge magnet.
I do like a fridge magnet, I'm not going to lie. I do like a fridge magnet.
Who doesn't?
If you stick with us, it might be a couple of weeks before we manage to get some content out. We've got a few things that we need to iron out, but we will definitely be back. And back, the next time you hear us talking about something, we will be Let's Talk.
Yeah, which it's going to be strange. If I don't say welcome to AI Comic Pod once in the future, I will be shocked. But it will be a bit of an adjustment period for us. But yeah, it'll be more of the same. But hopefully we're going to just ramp it up a little bit. And we will really appreciate all the help and support we can getting off the ground.
Yeah. So again, thank you, everyone. And we'll speak to you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.